1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like,
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi everyone, it's Fun Drive Fun drive. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have lots of really exciting things for you today, including an interview with Prince DeVowers. I always call you Prince DeVowers. I hope that's okay.
Hi, I'm I love it. It's great.
Awesome. Yeah, but I'm just, yeah, we're having an exciting moment here, but I'm just going to play you our little theme song, and then we will be hopping right back over to you in just 1 second. But some of the things that you can do is that you can call us, and the number is not, oh my gosh, I am so extremely prepared today. Usually the phone number right here, but you can go right now. You can donate at citr.ca/donate, and there's lots of really exciting prizes, and yeah, we'll be right back.
Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with
CITR and Timber Concerts present Cherry Glazer on tour to support their upcoming new release, Stuffed and Ready. See them live Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater with special guests Palehound. Tickets are available online and at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings, and Zulu Records.
And we're back. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very happy to be here for Too Dreamy.
Too Dreamy. Ah, I'm so happy that you're here.
Thanks.
Yeah. So happy that you're here. We have only prepared for this interview with our hearts. But you were here for Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, too, weren't you?
Yeah. Dunkin' is great.
Duncan is so lovely. And yeah, why don't you tell us about the really exciting thing that's happening in your life right now?
Sure. Okay, so I'm releasing a new album on March 8th, which I think is next Friday. Mm-hmm. And it is my sophomore album. It's called Iconoclast. And the day before that, at Static Jupiter, I'm putting on a big release show with S. Lord Efferman and Kellarissa.
Yes. So.
I'm very excited.
I'm so stoked. I'm so excited. I haven't even been to Static Jupiter yet.
I have not either, so I'm taking a chance on it, and the pictures look great.
Awesome. So awesome.
I've heard the sound is really good, too, and it's, yeah, so hopefully it goes well.
Yay. Well, we're going to be hopping back over here in just a couple minutes to talk about your new album and lots of other things. But I'm going to play a new song by Future Star.
Yes.
She just dropped like 4 new songs just the other day.
She's very prolific.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. This collection of songs, maybe it's an EP, maybe it's an album, but it's called Hallelujah. Oh, I can never say that name word. Hallelujah. I'm alone forever. The song is called The Simplicity here on CITR.
I was scared of everything. Shadows on the wall. Didn't stop to realize light was coming from behind me. The shadows were just me after all. I was scared of falling down, trip and break my heart. Didn't stop to realize I was dreaming from the start. Only saw the rosy part. I closed my eyes but saw the cliff, walked toward it still. You were right there next to me. Hold my hand and I feel safe. Tell me this is maybe faith. The enormity, the simplicity. I am glad. stupid song. Every silly word we said, and I won't be sad forever. The sun sets and my shadow.
Hi, we're back. So Fun Drive is happening right now, and you can donate at citr.ca/donate. You can also call in, and you can get some special prizes, which I'm going to tell you all about later, but you can call at 604-822-8648. But one of the things that they love for us to talk about on Fun Drive is reasons why we love CITR. I'm going to share mine, and then I'm going to ask Jeff to share his.
Okay.
You can also share yours after the next song break if you want.
Okay.
If you want to think about it, but or like the way that we found out about CITR. So my story is kind of funny. I had visited CITR a couple times when I was a teenager. And then, I was living with a boyfriend and we would get into arguments. He's a really sweet guy, but we didn't mesh. And so sometimes I would go and hang out at CITR and sleep on their couch, like while my friends were doing their show, like their like midnight to 4 a.m. show. And so the way that I actually really fell in love with CITR was, one, the coffee. to the naps and also going into the record room. Have you been in the record room before, Jeff?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, we can go in the record room later if you want. It's cool. Like so exciting. But at the old space, it was like this big, dusty, gigantic room full of records.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was really, really lovely. And because of that, I just like always wanted a show at CITR. And then last year I got one.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, so yeah, CITR has like a lot of really personal things for all of us, and that's why we're really hoping that you'll help us reach our $40,000 goal this year. So our annual fund drive, we didn't have one last year, so this one is super important. But yeah, once again, you can go on to citr.ca/donate, or you can call at 604-822-8600. For age. Also, to quickly tell you who we're listening to, because Fun Drive is an exciting time that I forgot to let you know. We're just listening to Men I Trust with the song Say Can You Hear? And before that, we had Brand New Future Star with the song The Simplicity with the song Hallelujah, I'm Alone Forever. Okay. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I love CITR as well.
Yeah?
I must say, I've always been a little bit starstruck by the station. Many, many years ago, I was living in Montreal. It was maybe 2008 or so. And I made an album. It wasn't as Devour as I've had a handful of projects before Devour.
Oh my gosh, you have a secret past life.
Yeah, it's not glamorous at all. But yeah, like I made an album by myself in my apartment, and I was sending it out to college radio. And so that's how I discovered CITR. It was many nice. Years ago, and they never played it.
Oh.
And which is fine. But yeah, I think that I always felt a little bit like not cool enough for CITR. And so yeah. A handful of years ago when I started Devours and then put Late Bloomer out, they've been really, really supportive, and I've been here for a few interviews. And so yeah, I've just been like excited to be a part of like the CITR fam, I guess. I don't know. Feels nice to be accepted this
That's
time.
That's awesome. I know, you are totally part of the CITR fam. I remember hearing your interview. It was a year ago on Dunkin' Donuts, and I think we met just after cool. that at Adrian Teacher's birthday show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, right. Yeah, and Janelle introduced us, and I was like, I just heard you on the radio.
Yeah, shout out to Janelle's band, Anybody's. They're great.
I know.
And Janelle's great.
So, yeah, what's changed for you since putting out Late Bloomer?
So much has changed, actually. I think that I would like to think I've grown as a performer, because mm-hmm. I had very little experience performing live before putting out Late Bloomer, and I've played quite a few shows in the last few years. And so, yeah, what else? I think that I've become more vocal and stronger as a gay person, gay artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that I'm becoming more maybe more opinionated, but just more yeah. like vocal about it in my music, especially.
Totally.
I think that's like a major shift on this album. Is I would say it's more like defiantly queer than the last one. I'm not awesome. Trying less hard to make like universal lyrics, and mm-hmm. I'm just speaking more like directly about my experiences as a gay guy.
That's rad. Especially for a lot of us who are queer or like have queer people in our lives, like Late Bloomer really, really sung to us. So
thanks. That is amazing to hear. I didn't have any audience whatsoever when I put it out. I just made it in my apartment.
Oh.
And didn't have any expectations. But yeah, the last few years have been a dream.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I've wanted this my whole life and I've never really had an audience. And so yeah, hopefully people hear the new one.
Yeah. Iconoclast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So exciting. I'm really stoked about your release party coming up.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to play a little bit more music. We'll be jumping back and forth between this interview and music and Fun Drive pitches. So again, Fun Drive happening until, well, we'll be answering phones until midnight on March 7th, but we'll be taking your donations throughout the year, but really specifically between now and March 15th. But you can call 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca /donate. I'm going to play a couple of PSAs, and then we're going to jump into some Wildkind. Do you like Wildkind?
I do. I played their release show.
You did play their, actually, that's how I found out about Wildkind, because I was like, I was playing your music with, because I was promoting the release show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, their new album is really, really good. Listen to it, everyone. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm super, yeah, it is a really beautiful album. Everyone should listen to it. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be hopping over to a song by them called Strangers from their album West Ends here on CITR.
CITR's funding drive is the week of February 28th to March 7th. Our goal is to raise $40,000 in donations. This year is really special. We are celebrating 80 years of independent, unadulterated, nonprofit radio. And we couldn't have made it this far without the support of you, our listeners. So thank you. Unlike commercial radio, we depend on you to keep growing. We spend 1 week a year asking our listeners for donations. Just one. February 28th to March 7th, donate to keep CITR weird and pleasant on the ears. You can donate online at citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone by calling 604-UBC-UNIT. The Vancouver International Women in Film Festival is back for its 14th celebration of cinema created by women from around the world. Running from March 5th to 10th at Viv Van City Theatres, the festival offers a variety of programming for filmmakers and the community alike. Go for the film screenings and stay for the parties, panels, discussions, workshops, artist talks, and more. Tickets are on sale now. Visit womeninfilm.ca for full details.
And we're back. We're just listening to Jock Tears with the song Not Your Sweetheart from their new album Bad Boys. And before that, we had Wild Kind with Strangers from their album West Ends. And if you're just tuning in, we had Devourers here.
Hi, I'm still here.
And Fun Drive is continuing to happen. So we're trying to raise $40,000 over the next couple of weeks. You can either go online and donate to through citr.ca/donate. You can say that Too Dreamy inspired your donation. I mean, that would be really dreamy of you to do. Or you can call us at 604-822-8648. We have volunteers standing by. It's just like those fundraisers, like those telethon shows, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they'll be answering your call. And if you pledge and say that Too Dreamy inspired, I have some special prizes for all of you. With any $5 donation, you get a copy of one of my zines I wrote. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It talks a lot about Morrissey because I really liked Morrissey when I was 14. My opinions may have changed a little bit, but I might be going to that show. Anyways, let's talk about something else. With a $10 donation, you can get a Girls Rock Camp Vancouver t-shirt. With a $15 donation, there is one Calarissa Ocean Electro album on vinyl waiting for you here. And with every $20 donation, you get to have your name put into a draw to go on a date to Cat Fae with me and hang out and pet cats. <That's> awesome. Sponsored by Cat Fae. Yeah, I just really love it there. I'm actually going there on Tuesday just to, like, you know, pre-pet the cats, make sure that they're all lovely. I adopted my cat from there, too.
Oh, great.
Have you been to Cat Fae before?
I know of it, but I have not been there in person yet.
Are you allergic?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't really have cats around me much growing up. I was a little bit more of a dog person, but cats are great.
Cats are great, and dogs are really wonderful too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, I know that one of the themes on your new album is masculinity.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could let us know a bit about that.
Yeah, it's something that's been on my mind for a handful of years. It's something that is brought up very often in the gay community because I feel like a lot of gay guys are obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. They're attracted to it. They are ashamed of being feminine, and it might be a little bit of internalized homophobia still hanging around. Yeah, it's a little bit complicated. I just feel like it. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm just tired of being on dating apps and having almost every guy be like, looking for masculine only guys. And I'm into like the chopping wood and stuff. Like, I'm so over it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just feel like I am very feminine, actually. I have lots of feminine qualities, and I love them. And mm-hmm. this album is about embracing them. And I think that maybe it's just kind of interesting how there's a parallel in our society right now where there are major issues with masculinity, toxic mm-hmm. masculinity, and the workplace and everything. And I think that this album wasn't necessarily meant to be a commentary on that. It's mm-hmm. just sort of like a parallel of what I'm going through with my own life and learning about who I am. And so the album is also about like queer identity and just finding, so being comfortable with who I am, basically.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I find that a lot of the times masculinity and femininity are often put on as binary when it comes queer identities, especially when it comes to online dating and dating apps.
Yes.
Yeah, like you're either mask or femme, straight passing. Always love that one.
Familiar with that one.
Yeah. Tell us about your femininity.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I grew up with a mother and an older sister who I adore, and I've always had a close relationship with them. And so I've always had strong female role models. Mm-hmm. I've always had good friendships with girls ever since I was, I guess, in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, like I'm fine with it. I just feel like whether it's like physical, like I have some feminine qualities physically and personality wise. I think that like when I entered the dating world, it became apparent, I guess, that yeah. like, there were certain things that gay guys thought were attractive or not attractive. And I think that, you know, like after spending a lot of my life dealing with like body image issues and stuff and not ever like feeling attractive, I think that I wanted to seem really masculine at first because I wanted to just feel like know what it felt like to be attractive. And so like in my mid-20s and stuff, I was like wearing like butch clothes and stuff and like trying to seem maybe more masculine, and I just got over that after a few years and was like, this sucks.
Yeah,
nothing ever compares to just being yourself and just expressing yourself
totally
and, like however you want. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary about how so many of those traits that we have get labeled. Get labeled as something that's like, especially with feminine traits, something that's like bad, something that we should be ashamed of.
Yeah, there's way too much misogyny in the world and in the gay community still.
Yeah,
which like really, really bothers me. So
totally. Yeah, one of the first things I noticed about you were your eyebrows and just the glitter and the love. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. You're beautiful, Jeff.
Thanks, Audrey.
So, yeah, we're doing fun drives still. It's so strange.
Back
Hi, Jeff. Let's have this really close moment, and then we will pitch.
Let's raise money.
Yeah. Do you want to have more amazing conversations about queer identities and femininity and love here on CITR? The only way you can do it. We can do it is if you help us out. So help us raise our $40,000 between now and March 15th. And if you call in to 604-822-8648 and say that you love me and Jeff here on Too Dreamy, then you might actually get to win a prize. Well, you're almost guaranteed to win a prize, except for the one where you had to put your name in the draw for a cafe. Anyways, here is it all works out.
Here, that one.
Thank you. Here is the band Partner with their song Long and McQuaid from their upcoming album, Saturday the 14th, here on CITR.
To the long and McQuaid. Yes, I'm going to the long and McQuaid. is almost done. We really hope that you all had fun. And if you wonder where this song was made, we wrote this song at Long and McQuaid.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun.
We're just listening to Devourers. How fun, because Devourers is right here. We're listening to your music.
Hi. Oh. That song was called Garnet Graves.
Yeah.
You can find it on two, sorry to interrupt.
No, go for it.
In two different places. The first is the CITR/Mint Records Pop Alliance Compilation Volume 5.
Yeah.
It came out last year, and it was a magical moment in my life. Mm. I love all of the other compilations and dreamt of being on one. And then it happened. And so Garnet Graves is on that. It is also on my new album, Iconoclast, which comes out next Friday, March the 8th. It's like, the second song on the album.
It's so soon. I can't believe your album's coming out already.
Yeah, it has been a very long wait for me, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that it is finally coming out, and I'm excited to play it live. Actually, that's one thing I'm going to do for the release show next Thursday. I'm playing the whole album front to back once and only once.
What?
Yeah, so it's a special type of show.
I can't wait.
It might be a disaster. You should come.
No, I'm sure it won't be a disaster. I mean, there may be a fire alarm, like a Calarissa show.
Oh, I felt so bad about that. But it made that show iconic.
Oh, yeah, it made it so iconic. Memorable. Yeah, and yeah, I mean, Larissa, I know that you're not listening live because you are shopping right now with Jessica, your sister. But we love you. They dropped me off halfway through to UBC.
Oh, great.
But yeah, no, we both love that show. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
It was beautiful. And yeah, the fire alarm and the cold and everything. It was just so cute, actually, like when everyone had to wait outside. And it was like just seeing that community connection.
Yeah, I think most people managed to stay until the end.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Yeah, and we got to see all the really beautiful outfits up front.
Yeah.
Up close.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, tell me more about the new album.
Sure. Yeah, so this one, at least like visually and aesthetically, I wanted this to be a darker album than Late Bloomer. Late Bloomer was very like floral, I would say, and like pink and sort of colorful. I knew that the album and just Devours in general sounds a little bit 80s. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at that point in time, around 2015, there were a handful of local bands who were just doing the like 80s cold wavy like let's all wear black clothes thing, and I just wanted to break that apart a little bit and be like, let's make something that is colorful. And I think that with Iconoclast, I'm going through a slightly weirder, darker time in my life right now. And I think that it is reflected on the album and some of the imagery. I wanted it to be a bit more stark. Also, I wanted to shave my head. That was like a plan that I had in the works for a while, and have it be a little bit more like gothy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's very inspired by Madonna. I grew up
really,
yeah, being inspired by her different like images, I guess. Like
for
each album cycle, I think it's important to like spice it up a little bit and have a new angle. And so this album also, like, I wanted it to be a little bit more alternative, I guess. As much as I'm proud of Late Bloomer and I like that album, but it feels a little bit like maybe a little bit middle of the road for me, and I wanted Iconoclast to be like edgier and weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more sort of like punk inspired.
I would say.
So yeah, that's kind of the direction where I'm going in right now.
Yeah, I know that definitely over the last year you've been playing some of those new songs live.
Yeah.
And I know myself and a bunch of my friends, people in the Devours dance party that always happens in front of the stage, we always have gotten so excited about those new songs.
Cool,
and
thanks.
Now we're going to have those collection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to test drive new music.
Yeah.
And I've been playing, I think I've played almost all of the songs from this album at like one point and another. But there are a few that I have yet to play live, and it'll be fun next Thursday to just play the whole thing front.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And for people who are just tuning in, who are you playing with? Who's there to support you?
Yeah, so opening the show will be Calarissa, the legendary Calarissa, and then S. Lord Efferman.
Local
icon. And then S. Lord and myself are going on a small tour right after. So on Friday, we're going to head to Cumberland, and then we're going to play there. And I think on this Saturday, we're going to play in Nanaimo, and then Sunday, we're playing in Victoria.
Nice. And Nanaimo is your hometown.
It is. I grew up in Nanaimo.
Yeah. How is it returning to Nanaimo to play music?
Last year when I did the Little Island tour with Calarissa for her album release, it was surreal. It was really nerve-wracking playing to my parents and their like family friends who I grew up with. It was really, really nice. But we played at a place called The Vault, which is an amazing venue downtown. And I'm going to play there as well next week.
That's awesome.
The return to the vault. And so, yeah, I honestly, I don't have very many friends still from Nanaimo. I left quite a few years ago. But it is neat to finally play because I never played it growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was my first time ever playing Nanaimo, actually, last March.
Totally. Oh, that's so rad. I've been really excited about all of the tour photos that you and Lord Efferman have been taking.
The bathtub?
Yes, the bathtub photo.
I was so excited about that. It was very spontaneous.
I screamed when I saw the bathtub picture. I was so excited. Nice. I also, when your music video came out, I played it for my staff because it came out when I was at work.
Oh,
so, of course,
thanks.
I was like, oh my gosh, we have to watch this. And then that imagery of you having your head shaved for the music video.
Yeah, so it was a while ago. We shot that at the beginning of September. It was a few days after Victory Square Block Party. That was a really amazing week in my life. And yeah, so it took a while for the video to be released, but it is now out.
I'm so glad.
I made it myself and I'm happy with it.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
It is so beautiful. Ah, yeah. So we're going to play some more music for you all. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to play some Divorcer. But before that, let's talk about Fun Drive.
Yes.
What are some of the things that Fun Drive, what you can help out with Fun Drive? So one amazing piece about CITR is that you get to listen to music that's not commonly played on the air. Doris next door to us being really cute and teaching about things.
Yeah.
Dora, stop being so distracting.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her attention.
Totally. So, one of the things I love about having a show here on CITR is that I'm able to find a lot of local music, a lot of it that's queer, a lot of it that's run by, led by women and non-binary folk to play. And yeah, I know that CBC, I've seen some of my favorite local musicians on there, but but they're smaller people like Divorcer, who is made up of a bunch of really amazing local musicians that they're getting quite a following here at CITR, but you wouldn't really catch them on, I don't know, what are the Peak FM? What do people listen to now?
99.3 The Fox.
The Fox? Is The Fox still around?
I don't know.
It just makes me think of their bumper stickers. So if you can help by contributing to the fund drive, we're trying to raise $40,000 between now and March 15th. The way that I'm going to be contributing is through monthly donations, which is a really awesome way. They just take it right out of your bank account every month instead of paying a whole bunch of money. And there's also some really special different CITR gifts that you can get along with a potential date with me to the cafe. If you donate $30, you can get a Fun Drive patch. $60 gets you the patch and a CITR tote bag. $101.9 gets you all of those plus some cozy CITR socks. $250 gets you a framed cover of Discorder magazine, plus all the rest. $500 gets you a show. You get to host the show, just like Jeff did the other day here on CITR. And then there's $1,000. You get all of that, plus your name on the donor wall and the Pop Alliance Comp box set, which...
That's hot.
I know. I kind of wish I had $1,000.
Yeah, me too.
I do not have $1,000. If anyone wants to donate under my name, who just does not have a record player or any desire to have one, I will totally accept those records from you. But yeah, monthly payments are like a really awesome way. I've been a monthly donor to CFUV, which is in Victoria, for the last few years, and I'm excited to become a monthly donor here. But yeah, speaking of Divorcer, we're going to listen to some Divorcer. Here is the song My Beautiful Coin Laundry from their album Debt Jubilee here on CITR.
Thank you.
And that was Divorce Her with My Beautiful Coin Laundry from their album Debt Jubilee, which Jeff was just saying that he was listening to them earlier today.
Yeah, it's a really interesting album.
It is,
Really interesting song structures and textures, and yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So we're actually coming to an end. We could have done this for so long. We kept having really cute conversations while the music was playing too. We should just hang out sometime.
Let's do it.
Do you want to maybe do a quick little shout out for Fun Drive while I pull up our clothing song? Is there anything you'd like
CITR
to say?
CITR needs your help. Please support CITR. financially. And donate for the Fun Drive. I don't have the info or phone number on
it
right
now,
but please consider the work that CITR does in Vancouver. They're an amazing station, and please support them. We need it in Vancouver, so
totally. And also come out and to DeVar's launch party. It's on Thursday.
Next Thursday, March 7th, it's at a venue called Static Jupiter, and it's an early show. We're going to start at around, I think doors are 7:30 and music starts at 8 or something. So yeah,
That's awesome.
A little bit early, please.
Yeah, I like early shows. They're kind of nice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Also, speaking of early shows, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is having their Rock Lotto show at Red Gate coming up this Sunday. Please come out and support Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, an organization that's close to my heart and also takes up a lot of my time in lovely ways. I'm going to play for closing a song from the Rock Lotto last year. So Rock Lotto, just let you know, in case you don't know, you take a whole bunch of musicians, you throw their names into a jar, basically, and they form new bands and they write new songs. And it's a pretty exciting time. So I'm going to play a band called Barf Magnet. and the song is called Slow. And you can listen to these at the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, bandcamp.com. Also, don't forget, if you call into Fun Drive at 604-822-8648 and say that you're inspired by Too Dreamy, you could pick up prizes like zines, Girl Rock Camp Vancouver t-shirts, a Calarissa Ocean Electro LP, and also you can have your name thrown into to be drawn to go on a date with me to Cat Fay. Anyways, I love you. I love you, Jeff. Jeff, you're wonderful. I love all of you out there. And we'll catch you next week for an International Women's Day special show. But yeah, so here is Barf Magnet. I bet you have never heard this band before.
I have not.
I'm excited to hear it again. I was listening to it earlier with the song Slow. So yeah, donate, go and support DeVars and local music. Thank you.
Thank you.
CITR's funding drive is the week of February 28th to March 7th. Our goal is to raise $40,000.